I'm Steve Jess with Montana News. Federal officials say the error rate in Montana's food stamp program last year rose to more than twice the national average. The U.S. Agriculture Department informed Governor Steve Bullock that over- and underpayments through the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program reached 7.25% in 2014, up from 6% the year before. Governor Bullock calls the error rate unacceptable and says he's assembled a management team to address the issue. Department of Health and Human Services spokesman John Ebelt says his agency is working to recover the overpayments by reducing benefits, using cash collections, or recovering tax refunds. Members of Montana's congressional delegation say the Air Force is keeping an engineering squadron in Great Falls. Senator John Tester says the Air Force considered relocating the 819th Red Horse Squadron to Guam, but Air Force Secretary Deborah James today told him the 250-person unit will be staying at Malmstrom. Senator Steve Daines says the unit is important for national security and as a partner for a similar Montana Air National Guard unit. Red Horse is an acronym for Rapid Engineer Deployable Heavy Operational Repair Squadron Engineer. The unit has been at Malmstrom since 1997. Farmers in the Flathead Lake region are harvesting cherries that are smaller, sweeter, and about a week early, the result of a freeze in November followed by a hot spring and summer. Grower Dan Getman says November's freeze damaged the trees. He said rather than being a negative, that allowed for all the nutrients to be absorbed by fewer fruit, making them sweeter. The harvest runs through July. An appeals court says people who were convicted of crimes through inconclusive or outdated DNA testing procedures should be allowed new tests using the latest technological advances without regard to a 3-year time limit set by law. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals is the first in the nation to rule that the advances in DNA technology mean previously useless samples should be considered newly discovered evidence that is not subject to judicial time limitations. The 3-judge panel acknowledged in its opinion Friday the ruling could open many closed cases to new DNA testing, but the judges say protecting the innocent is paramount. The ruling was made in the case of a Montana man who was convicted of attempted sexual abuse of a 14-year-old girl in 2006. A 16-year-old girl told a 911 dispatcher that she was the only one that survived after a small plane crashed in the mountains of Washington State. Adam Veach was picked up by a motorist yesterday after she hiked through a thick forest to safety. Her step-grandparents from Montana were also on board the plane, and authorities say they were killed in the crash. A northwestern Montana teen was honored for helping a drunk driver who crashed into a school bus and then getting 10 kids off the bus when he noticed a fuel leak. The Montana Highway Patrol gave 15-year-old Shane Pierre the Colonel's Award for meritorious service on Monday at the Lake County Courthouse. Troopers say 19-year-old Daniel Fellows was driving 78 miles an hour when he crashed into the bus. He pleaded guilty to charges related to the accident and will be sentenced later this month. Pierre said his parents have always taught him to help others and that he acted without thinking. Montana Highway Patrol Major Steve Lavin said Pierre is one of the few citizens who get a commendation from the department. A new judge is on the bench in a central Montana county after he was sworn in Monday in a courtroom where he made one of his first appearances as a lawyer. John Kutzman was sworn in before a packed courtroom in Montana's 8th Judicial District by his retired predecessor, Judge Kenneth Neal. Kutzman started presiding over cases in Cascade County Court today. He says he received his judge's robes in a courtroom where he argued a brief with Neal presiding and where he made one of his first appearances early in his career. Insurers for the Southern Baptist Convention have agreed to pay $26 million to a South Carolina man who was paralyzed and suffered brain damage in a rollover crash during a 2009 missionary trip to Montana. Attorney Anders Blewett of Great Falls said Tuesday the insurance companies agreed to pay the full coverage limits of their policies within days of a judge's ruling. District Judge Mike Salvani found the North American Mission Board of the Southern Baptist Convention was liable for the injuries suffered by Jeremy Vangsness. Be careful if you're headed to Willow Creek Reservoir anytime soon. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks reports that several people came down with swimmer's itch after going in the water at Willow Creek. Mike Henderson with the Lewis and Clark County Health Department says the itch is an allergic reaction to a parasite associated with waterfowl. The best way to avoid swimmer's itch is to stay out of areas where ducks and geese gather.
You can avoid marshy areas where wildfowl congregate, or if you see them around, waiting in those areas. The mites, part of their life cycle is they are hosted by birds and some small animals. You can towel off completely when you come out of the water and take a shower when you come out of the water. That helps prevent them.
The good news is that swimmer's itch is easily treated with anti-itch cream. The bad news, according to Henderson, is that since it's an allergic reaction, it can get worse every time you're exposed to it. That's a look at Montana News. I'm Steve Jess.